Greetings, friends, and welcome to February. Also, welcome to the first in a 21-day devotional. This special edition of Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute is going to focus on introducing this devotional series. Our topic today is things that are, not just things that will be. Please note that this devotional will not be emailed or sent out by text every day. Also, I don't intend to record each day's devotional, so be prepared to read the brief lesson at the blog. Be sure to subscribe to this blog to receive your lesson by email daily, or bookmark this webpage, and you can visit when you get the opportunity. Again, welcome to this February 21-day devotional exploring the Beatitudes of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapters 5 through 7. The word beatitude comes from the first words of Jesus' teaching, beginning at Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. It's a Latin word meaning blessed are. These words from Christ are much more than promises that will be. The Beatitudes are exclamations and proclamations of the believer's reality. Reading Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him. He began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, or falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." As a Christ follower, when you read and study these brief statements, know that each one summarizes a whole world of truth beyond the simple words. Embrace everything that God is doing in your heart and in your life now. Elevate your thinking to match His blessing on your life. Don't allow negativity to reduce the impact of God's word. Embrace these marvelous words from William Barclay from his commentary entitled Barclay's Daily Bible Study. I'm reading. The Beatitudes are not pious hopes of what shall be. They are not glowing but nebulous prophecies of some future bliss. They are congratulations on what is. The blessedness which belongs to the Christian is not a blessedness which is postponed to some future world of glory. It is blessedness which exists here and now. It is not something into which the Christian will enter. It is something into which he has entered. Amen. He also wrote this: "The Beatitudes speak of that joy which seeks us through our pain, that joy which sorrow and loss, pain and grief are powerless to touch, that joy which shines through tears and which nothing in life or death can take away." As you journey with us over the next 21 days, consider spending quality time reading and studying more about the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. I've included in the blog post some links to resources. There's a link to a resource from Zondervan about the Beatitudes. There's also a link to the web-based version of Barclay's commentary, and also a link to download a PDF to the same commentary to your computer or mobile device. I look forward to sharing devotional lessons along with my wife, Patricia, from Elder Galen Owens, Chaplain Dolores Epps, Minister Bertha Fields, Stacy Williams, and perhaps another. These lessons will be available at my blog by 5:30 a.m. each day. Here are your reflection questions for today. Number one, what do you expect to gain from the Beatitudes over the next 21 days? And second, why is it important to elevate your thinking to match Jesus' words? Let me invite you to join us in person for a time of corporate prayer at New Covenant Church this evening at 6:30 p.m. for 1 hour. We'll also stream that prayer session. I trust you'll enjoy your time in prayer and reflection on the devotional today. Until tomorrow, God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.